This piece is called Undignified, and it's part of a daily prompt challenge. There's a blog on WordPress called Daily Post, and they just give you a one-word prompt as a, you know, as an exercise. So, here we go. I peeled an orange the other day. The skin was thick and difficult to remove, which meant I unintentionally squished the fruit inside, repeatedly plunging my fingers into the flesh and each time muttering, "God damn it." In short, I made a mess. I still ate the orange, the bright citrus tang on my tongue, but it wasn't pretty. Sweet, sticky juice ran down my chin as I stuck my fingers in my own mouth, removing the sneaky seeds that got past my security system, my eyes, and my hands. I laughed at myself and how ungraceful I was, standing there leaning over the kitchen counter, dripping bits of orange everywhere, and later I thought it was perfectly appropriate, the way I peeled and ate that orange. I was impatient, messy, undignified, exactly the way I lived my life. I don't say this with shame. I'm more than impatient, messy, and undignified. And I need messy. Sure, I should clean my house more, and I'm certainly messy on a surface level. But I'm talking about the messiness of a life worth living. Relationships, parenting, constant questioning, overwhelming curiosity, debilitating emotions, the awkwardness I feel in social situations that require small talk, having to make a decision about anything, the very state of my mind. It's all messy. Some days I long for a clean and sterile mind and home. A mind with a place for things. A mind always sure of its assessments and decisions. A mind that doesn't cause me pain. But other days, that sounds boring as hell. Other days, I savor the mess like the sweet, sticky juice of a freshly, badly peeled orange. I embrace the mess. On those days, I find the beauty in my impatient, messy, undignified mind. On those days, I find the beauty in myself. Thanks so much for listening. That's it. And I forgot to say the one word prompt was orange. Okay, bye.